Rules Committee, please come to order. We have Senator Jaroff, Senator Rieger, and myself. We have before us SJR 51, SB 227, 255, 312, and 355.
Mr. Chairman, do you want a motion for all five, or do you want...
That sounds fine to me.
Mr. Chairman, I'd move that Senate Joint Resolution 51, Senate Bill 227, Senate Bill 255, Senate Bill 312, and Senate Bill 355 be approved for calendaring at the discretion of the Chair.
Without objection?
No objection, just for the purpose of question.
Senator Jaroff objects for the purpose of a question.
If I object to SJR 51, does that mean we go to supplemental calendar?
No, what it means is it will not be considered on the calendar.
I don't remove my objection.
Okay. Without objection, the motion carries and the bills listed are approved for calendaring at the Chair's discretion, which has already been exercised with regard to SJR 51.
Mr. Chairman, I just before you adjourn, I wanted to point out that there is a bill in committee that deals with physical therapists that I will be requesting a substantive hearing on. There has been a problem with that board that's come up, and I think there's an amendment we can put on it.
Is it a Senate bill or a House bill?
It's a Senate bill. Is it 195? The prime sponsor is Senator Lehman, and with his concurrence, he's willing to let the amendment go on.
Okay, let's make sure that we get that one on our next calendar so that we have a subject of hearing, because it's a Senate bill.
Okay.
If it's a sunset bill, it shouldn't be too much of a problem, but still, we need to get Senate bills over to the House.
Yeah. Okay. Is there an amendment that can be dealt with on the floor?
Oh, it could, but what happened was that there was a House bill and a Senate bill both dealing with the Board of Physical Therapists. The sunset for the Board of Physical Therapists has already, I think, been transmitted to the governor, extending their sunset. But since then, a technical glitch has come up with an applicant in that board that this would correct. And it's not a real, it affects one person, but it's, I think even the board realizes this is kind of a gross inequity to this person to be disqualified because of the way the statute reads. So that's what it would be. So, I just wanted to ask for a stand of hearing.
Senator Lehman's staff brought the amendment that he's talking about over to me yesterday, so I'm
okay, let's, next time we have a Rules Committee meeting, have a substantive hearing on that bill.
Okay.
Thank you.
No further business to come before the Rules Committee. We're adjourned.